Your heart, love. The New Testament lesson comes from the Gospel of John. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Both of the scriptures that we heard today, both the 23rd Psalm and John 17, describe to us the image of God, or Jesus, as the Good Shepherd. This description of God gives us the assurance and the security that God knows us personally. God is taking care of us. So today, when we celebrated Bentley's baptism, it was with the knowledge and the understanding that God is reaching out with his grace to surround Bentley with love and understanding and grace by the Holy Spirit until Bentley reaches that age of responsibility where he will decide to accept Jesus as his Savior himself. Our role in the church and why the church has a response and a commitment in those vows, our role in the church is to live before Bentley what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. We show each other and we show Bentley through our lifestyles and through encouragement and through correction. We encourage each other as disciples of Christ. It's our job as the church to teach Bentley about Jesus and to show Bentley just how much God loves him and cares for him. Those are the vows that all of us take at baptism. I told the kids during the children's time that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Well, today we don't have sheep herders so much as we have sheep farms. Dogs running loose may well be the only thing threatening sheep today in Pennsylvania, but in old Israel, a shepherd used a staff to protect the sheep from wolves and from other enemies that would hurt the flock. If you've not seen a shepherd's staff, it's a big long stick. It's a strong rod that's used to ward off predators. And that staff has a hook on the end of it that can be used to pull the sheep to safety when their lives are in danger. The shepherd is the only protection that the sheep have from wild animals. David told about killing both a lion and a bear while protecting the sheep of his father Jesse. That's in 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37. Listen to the story. David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the claw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. That's the conversation before David killed Goliath. Young David was a pretty tough guy. Young David was not afraid to take responsibility for those God entrusted to him. David wasn't the good shepherd, but he was a shepherd that nobody should mess with. Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. And Jesus calls those of us who follow him his sheep. When we trust Jesus as our shepherd and when we listen to Jesus' voice, God pulls us to safety from our wandering thoughts, from our self-centered ways, from the tantalizing temptations that the devil offers to us. God protects us from the people who would insist that we put them and their feelings first ahead of God and God's feelings. God pulls us and leads us away from the attitudes of rebellion and defiance and competition that would trick us into putting ourselves and our agendas first before Jesus. Jesus proves his love for us. Jesus protects our souls. Jesus laid down his life for us so that we can receive salvation from sin and gain eternal life in heaven. As Christians, as Christ followers, we prove our love for Jesus as we follow his voice and obey his commands. We do that with our words, with our attitudes, with our lifestyles, with the choices that we make, with the emails we send, with the social media posts that we put up. Everything about us will be an example of our love for Jesus. The 23rd Psalm, that's a familiar psalm. Most of us know it by heart. That psalm brings us comfort and assurance at funerals when we gather to grieve the death of a loved one. The 23rd Psalm prevents us from believing the lies of the devil. The lies that insist that God does not care about us or love us. Listen again to the 23rd Psalm from the perspective of God caring for you. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. I fear no evil, not even death, for God is with me. He protects me. He comforts me. He prepares a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. God's goodness and mercy and love will be with me all of my life. And I will be with God forever. Do you hear the promise? Do you hear the hope? These are not the words of someone who has been abandoned or neglected by God. These are words of assurance. These are words of comfort. These are words of peace. These words are God's promises to each one of us. Baptism is when we first learn to begin putting our faith in Jesus. That's why the church takes the vow before God to help the person being baptized, no matter what their age, to help the person being baptized learn what being a Christ follower is all about. That's why when we have children baptized, or we are baptized ourselves, or we take vows of church membership, those are public vows. When we are baptized or have our children baptized, or when we join the church, and the kids who will be joining next week will do this, we are taking a public stand for Jesus. That's why we stand up in front of the church when we want to be baptized or join the church. It's called taking sides. It's the first step in our taking sides with Jesus. And we take sides with Jesus against the lies that the world teaches. As part of the church, we learn in the church that putting our faith in Jesus does not mean turning off your brain, turning off your feelings, insisting that you have no enemies, or insisting that you don't experience anger or any other emotion that God has given you. Putting your faith in Jesus does not mean worrying about other people's feelings or agendas to the point that we ignore God's feelings and God's word, the Bible. God's word, God's opinion, God's commands must take first place in our lives if we are to be protected and equipped against the lies and the deceptions of the devil, who wants only to trick us into rebelling against God. The Christian world needs good, solid, intellectual, thorough thinking saints of God with a clear understanding of God's word, the Bible. The devil will knock us off balance if he gets into our minds and rearranges God's word. We won't be able to fight the good fight. We could become a casualty in the war for our soul and perhaps for someone else's. The best defense that we have against the dangers that threaten our soul is to not allow anyone or anything to replace Jesus as the center of our lives and our faith. It's important, it's critically important that we spend time with Jesus in prayer and in Bible reading. If you don't do anything else this week, take time to pray more than over your food. Take time to pray and read your Bible. Then walk hand in hand with God as you go through the day. Submit yourself and your plans to God for His approval. Allow God to redirect your steps and your plans as He chooses, so they fit into His plans. Allow God to correct and encourage you. Ask God to help you fit into His plan and purpose for your life. Shepherds in the Middle East guide their sheep by leading them, not by driving them. The sheep follow their shepherd because they know his voice. Today's Mother's Day. Next month will be Father's Day. Now, I've heard it said that a parent, those of you who are parents can vouch for this or not, I've heard it said that a parent can recognize the child, the cry of their child in a room filled with all kinds of other kids, or even in a different room. As a parent, you learn to know which cry belongs to your son or daughter. Am I right? I know that if Paul and I are in the grocery store and we're at separate parts of the store and he's trying to find me, all he has to do is clear his voice. He clears his throat, and I can hear that and recognize that amongst all of the other stuff going on at the store. Anybody else like that? You learn to hear the voice of the person that you love and you care about. The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice and they know the shepherd cares for them. As Christ followers, as we pray, read our Bibles, worship together, learn with other disciples, we learn to know the voice of Jesus and we follow him. That's why we don't worship Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius or anybody else's whose teaching sounds similar to Jesus. We don't know their voices, nor do we need to know them. They didn't die for us. They didn't do anything to save us from our sins. They didn't rise from the dead to win eternal life from us. They cannot cleanse us of our sins. They cannot grant us eternal life with God. They cannot hear our prayers. They cannot comfort us. They cannot provide anything for us. They are dead people. They are not gods. We have one God. And Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus is the only way to heaven. No one comes to the Father except by Jesus. A word of caution. Anyone who teaches that we can find salvation or gain entrance to heaven in any way other than through confession and repentance of our sins, and then living obedient, faith-filled lives with Jesus, that person is a liar, and that person is a thief because they're trying to steal you away from God. Don't follow them. Don't listen to their teaching. Jesus offers us eternal life with him. If we accept that life with Jesus, it begins right now. Eternal life begins today and then is lived out into eternity. It's not always an easy life, but it's the only good life. Keep your eyes wide open. Take a stand with Jesus. I've heard the scripture, "I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." And I've heard that scripture twisted to mean that any Christian can have a lot of money and a lot of stuff if they have enough faith. That's not true. The truth is, they are truly rich who are grateful for what they have and make the most of and trust into the hands of Jesus what they've got. For the kingdom of God and to the glory of God. Among the wonderful and abundant generosity of God, among those things that God gives us are God's peace that goes beyond understanding. God gives us the joy of knowing for sure that we will someday meet Jesus face to face in heaven. And God puts his love in our hearts that cannot die for every human being. Our Heavenly Father does not always give us everything we want, but he always provides for our needs, and he always gives us above and beyond what we need to do his will. Jesus is for real. He promises to guide you as you follow him into everlasting life in heaven, and he's only a prayer away. That's all I have to say about that.